The Little Round Frog by Scott Weaver. Born in the mud from under a log on a backwater creek come a funny little frog. Now most frogs come out, two eyes and a tail, with no arms or legs, they look like a snail. This frog, though, was just a squishy little ball, with two eyes in the middle and no tail at all. Now most frogs, they swim till that tail falls off, to reveal two little legs all ready to hop. But our little frog, not able to swim, quickly lost sight of that log as the waves carried him. Away and away our little frog went, down that backwater creek only going where it sent. Until finally one day, with a resounding kerplop, he was tossed on a rock where he came to a stop. Now he might have died right there, on top of that rock, if Bob the white dog hadn't seen that green spot. Now Bob, being curious, as dogs tend to be, crept up to the rock to have a look-see. What he saw was a spot with two little eyes, looking up at him with fear and surprise. "What are you?" Bob asked the little green spot. "I think I'm a frog stuck on a rock." "Well, hello, little frog stuck on a rock. I'm Bob the white dog," he said to the spot. "Where are your legs that let you hop, 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 hop?"
"I haven't got any legs. I just roll and kerplop."
"Oh," said Bob, "would you like me to help? I love helping things," he said with a yelp. And he pushed his black nose down onto the spot, till it was stuck on the tip like an old piece of snot. And he raced off to home to the pond in the back and set the frog down on the edge of the grass.
"Thank you," said the frog. "I owe you a lot. If not for you, I would have died on that rock."
"Ah, 'twas nothing, just using my nose. It's what friends do for friends, and we're friends, don't you know?" And that's how he became, did Bob the White Dog, the bestest of friends with a little round frog.